Shalom, everyone. This is Billy Brim, and I'm so glad. I'm just so thrilled when we come to these Wednesdays and we hear from our Lord, and we're allowed by our Lord to pray in tongues. I've just come back from New Hampshire, a most wonderful, wonderful trip with Pastors Thomas and Carolyn Peets in Concord, New Hampshire. But we did, Pastor Peets, had gone over into Massachusetts, and he had set us up in Exeter and Newburyport. And there we were in the church founded by George Whitefield, and where he is buried, and where he spoke, and where he, three doors down, died. And I, you know, I wrote the book, first of all, and The Awakenings. I really should have probably just named it The Awakenings. But you should have that book because it's mainly about that and how George Whitefield was all in for God, as Chip would say, and gave his very life that we might be free. I climbed to the tippy top of the bell tower of that church. Ancient steps, some of them going back actually to the 1700s. And from that bell tower, we looked out and saw the lightning rod, which had been installed by Benjamin Franklin himself. And the bell was cast by Paul Revere. It looked in the natural. When I saw those narrow steps and the climb it was going to be, I don't know if I would have attempted it. But I want to tell you, God supernaturally empowered me. And I went up those steps so easily. Well, you know, there were little narrow steps and you had to watch your footing. And I didn't exactly run up them, but neither did anyone else. And it was just, I knew it was God by the ease with which I took those steps. At 83 years old, almost. Oh, the Lord is so, so good to me. I'm not going to say a whole lot about that Facebook thing that happened this week, but I want to tell you it's nothing for you to be sad about. I'm just going to kind of leave it there. Just know that it's all right. And I want to caution you to do what our Lord has told us to do. If you pay attention to what he said to us, he said to us on last Wednesday, stop, stay with me, church. And then he gave us Romans 14:13. This is it in the NASB. Let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this. And this is the part I really want you to get. Not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way. Do not be, as we're saying once more, a fearmonger. And you, as prayers, look to God more than you do the internet as to what's happening. And he always tells us to trust in him. And so that's what we do. Bless the Lord. We trust in him. Yes, we prepare. One of the scriptures he gives us is the horse is prepared for battle, but the victory is going to come from the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to have victory. We're going to know victory in every way. And the Lord's been telling us around for some time, there may be some storms around us, but then there will be calm. And he's speaking of judgment, and there is at this time of judgment. But I trust you praying people that you stay positive and you stay trusting the Lord and you don't have any fear in your heart and you're not mongering fear. When I went up to New Hampshire, someone asked me the most craziest things. They said, we've heard that there's been executions and I don't know what all. And I thought, dear God, where is the spirit of the marble hitters? Where are the spirit of the great awakening? Dear Father, we triumph. We're not afraid. And so there are some things happening, and we're not free to tell you all of those things, except as the Lord would tell us. And remember what he told us. He told us that we have the Spirit who lives within us, and that he told us this. This is just last week at noon. The promise of my judgment against all, my Spirit will show you what is to come. And then he gave us John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the coming things. So right now is the time. And then right away, he gave us all scripture is breathed out by God. So now, here we go, close to the Holy Ghost, feeding on the Word of God, praying in the Spirit, being kind and good to one another, working with God, hallelujah, walking in the Spirit. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Max, Sister Quinn, and every one of our dear praying ones. I just wanted to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you here with my brothers and sisters for the marvelous, marvelous, marvelous way you kept me on this trip. Helped me climb those stairs. Oh, Father, showed me the Spirit of George Whitfield. Oh, Lord, he operated by the same Spirit we operate, the Holy Spirit. And all of those great patriots, we want to thank you for Paul Revere and for all of those ones who pledged their lives and their fortunes, and they were not afraid. Dearest one, how marvelous that you've let us be this generation, which I believe is the last generation of this age. Oh, Holy One, you never breathed a spirit into the bones of a mother that you call to your purpose without your equipping that spirit to walk the derrick, the path you have given them to walk. And Lord, we are well equipped today. We are well equipped to pray. You have filled us. The people on this call are filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God. May each one of us, dear ones, examine ourselves right now. And if you've been mongering fear or entertaining fear, just repent. And if fear attempts to grab you, just say, "Fear, I rebuke you in Jesus' name." Oh, know that God loves men, and he wants to save them. Oh, Holy One of God, help us to see and be as you want us to see and be. Help us to see and be like you, dear Father. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh, Holy One, I'm so glad. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that I don't have to tell you this morning everything to do. I don't have to put out to you in my language what to do. I just do lift those that are in authority because you told us to. political authority, civil authority, and spiritual authority, Lord. But I'm so glad that you're not dependent upon me to map out what you're to do. But you have given me the Spirit of the living God who hears what the Father and the Son say about every situation today, about each one of us. The Spirit and the Father agree and have spoken, and the Holy Ghost hears it. And your word says he speaks it to us. And your word says he gives us utterance, that when we pray in tongues, no man understands us, but God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 14:2. You give us the utterance, and we speak the mysteries of God and the plans of God. And you have plans for the United States of America, and plans for Israel, and plans for the nations of the world. And we have mouths, and you fill our mouths with utterance by the Holy Spirit, and you allow us to pray out these plans. And so, Father, here we go, trusting you for every syllable, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, Kriska tota para maniere gola gavara bakaya na gola gala bashke de gongala bachita da gofrate. Uavrinho, nani cabra, frani gola bagne na gola capido lo doske. Ingenie na gola kaya na gola vala bakaya na gola cabrati todo gojende de gala cababa e chanyo na gofre. Ingenie hole me kahala bachone ni gala cabrade de gambala tinto. Igele boro mo kora ma kahala kaya no kola kabrene ni ni kola baba. Meto. Meto free nako brande visko dora baha. Lele bayone ne kaya na kola kabra ma kira da gola bachete. Igene ma kara da la kora ma kaya na kola kahaba le kola kadinya na kola kabraba. Lola ba ha nye na ni nyo va bra nye ke li. Kejato mi afrakte. Kele bratoto nagidanda. Gradi le kola baka do la bratisko tonje. Ijana makara bakala kola dinya na kole vita. Grande le capra cala cala bagne ne cola vapi. E jato lo cora bahala kita de cojo jandi de cola paca. Can you vote a piscata? Maladobri kafra makaledinio no kola bache de gabraka. Shem sharon no nikala kaba mora vantita. Kibalo. Kibalo fronde ele banyoke lala makito. Galavrandeshke nana maka o de balakaya nana kaya niko lala dadari gambaba aliveto no cobra kilete shandolo cobra bakai nale doto brivrato shahanieke brivrato franieko dele binya abaletoto maligandolo cobra mikale disco rondele gobra lele maya. Lele maya vindo, lele maya fraki, nonye, aba, noke. Kabraskanda la kahaya na kola katawa. Koje de galaba, makilo kola ba, makilo kola bi. Ola makar. Oh, ba, vi. Yo mare che debato maschitato 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 e avrete sha ne ne coho l'abito malobete o palavratito do gombre cafro. Gele makaha ye la bito da ye nangi la brati. Ijato shati mako. Meledadia. Maleveto. Baba. Soma. Gongalati. Mali, Dondelabe, Roscotonia di Gabra Macchio, Lotte le Gamba, niente con la bacce. Oh, la bacce. Grande li bagnano, copri con la capra, uscite. Sciogliono con la macca, la pito, la pito. Che ne mangio una cobra, calacà, calacà. Masco, masco. Masco, ti ha. Masco, ti ha, Fandi. Che ne va, morotita, malatita, malatita. Opa, belandioro, massico, la dovre baja, tete di gabrasi. Pole baja la bacara. Con i macai. Con i macai, con i macai, con i macai. Giattore, gevete, pasco, do giangeli, codosco. E paura di mahaiana, a chanico con la cahaia, grande hachico con la bacchito lo govreme cala gadagna Nicola, e giù di vuota le, machito, groma la chito, ramachito, galianto, Corebe, hakilo donye, hangelo, hangela, hayeno koho da gaki, haramasiko rondele ka brakti. Galavrede bella doja ti la capra, malodobre, malodobre. Ui dobra makaya na kalahaya, en. Jete, majudu do do boa. Kofre ne kalagabala gonje ne kalabahate. Gilivrote me jito, ma di de gombro, di de gombro, ošete pito pa kalabati. Φρόντε και δικά πρόκτη την κοντόσκα. Ω, σα τα τα κάμπρε. Ω, σα τα τα κάμπρε μπήκα. Μαλακάτι, μαλακάτι, μαλακάτι. Δε βράναν ακόρα. Νόσ και τύπρο. Isa da kora me kala kaka. Doni ma ayanoka. Webe dele bonje. Gabri no kolo gabri ma kolo gondje ni kala dashko. Ije ne mara dishko no ma kale bala donje ni kabra. No ne kabra, no ne kabra, no ne kabra. Le ribato. Bafrene no dada. Bafrene ginda, bafrene ganda. Kolele mando, kolele manda. Galicho, galicho ta. Pali nonye ni kabra makito. Ebilo dabra, elebo dabra, elebo dabra. Vreske don doho kai. Graski. Graski di bambo a jede vadi. Rotognambi la cobra ma caladinio no coho babbi la taia no co la baha. Grandi li coho la ca. Che le va ha ya na ka ha ha. Oh, sapri no cani le cobre safra ba con le danie. C'è delle baro na chi. C'è le da baro na chi la va d'oro ma ha la tigno na gabi. Lo dabre me cosa calacaia da cole di embrace do giande do giande di capro. E di bacio, malacaia, malacaia, malacaia. Scetebra ti sciolta la cabrate de capane ne colabate da coprete de galacà. Kale kale go la hi nya na ya no ni kale vanyo ke brato se dinya na kha kishjo de le gapro kafrito kali lo mede la me o braska ta frete
Obraskala li. Obraskala tanya na kobre kafi. Kashidela patata. Kashidela lapi. Gabitanya no cobra. Gabitanya no ni. Gabilato gandier no shagdivra maki. La toto la gabri maki lo nani. Barito, barito, barito franie. Palinagno, palinagno, palinagno cabre. Oh, le hikanga. Oh, le hila. Lalito, 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 lala. Marito, 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 mara. Govrandi, makito, hoshe, nyandor. Paligando la bihinyako. Hashor. Shanyeke hilata. Kanyeke lika. Ola le tuta. Ola le lita. O fakala kadanya no kola bahala tatito. Mishanya no kora bakala kapra kidiko do shetirika. O papalita, papalita, friend yoko. O papalita, papalita, papalita. Chan shel no kila papito no kobre kele kamate. O praise you, praise you, praise you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I praise you, and I thank you, I thank you, and I praise you, I praise you, and I thank you, I thank you, and I praise you. Praise, praise, praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. Oh, most wonderful Heavenly Father, we lift our voices to praise you. We lift our voices to praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you for giving us voices to lift. Praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise
you. Oh, Max,
he's so worthy of praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He's so worthy of praise.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Thank
praise
you,
Lord. Anytime, Max, anytime.
Children, wow, children. John, I'm sorry, 1 John 4:4. Children, children.
Twice on first, that word.
Yeah, well, he gave it to us twice. I wrote it twice. Children.
Okay, children. Children.
Yeah.
Children, and then 1 John what?
1 John 4:4. Again, listen to my friend and prophet. Again, listen to my friend and prophet. I am your God. Be encouraged this morning. Hallelujah. Wow. I am your God. Be encouraged this morning. You are a temple. Yeah. You are a temple.
Assembled?
A temple, T-E-M-P-L-E.
Oh, you are a temple.
a temple. First Corinthians 6:19 and 20. First Corinthians 6:19 and 20. One God, one faith. One God, one faith. Ephesians 4:4-7. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 7. My gift to you, my gift to you. Building you up. So the first line, my gift to you, then another line, building you up. Ephesians 4:12. Ephesians 4, verse 12. Then after that, all. So write the word all two times. All. Another Ephesians here. Ephesians 1, verse 23. Ephesians 1, verse 23. Next line, not all the same. Romans 12:4. Romans 12:4. Next line, again and again. The work of ministry. Yeah, the work of ministry. Another Ephesians 4:11, Ephesians 4:11 and 12. Yeah, he gave us 12. Okay. Ephesians 4, verse 11 and 12. Just like Peter. Yeah, Peter. P-E-T-E-R. Just like Peter. Matthew, so that was a line, just like Peter. Matthew 16:18. Matthew 16:18. Next line, shall not. And the word again, these two words again, shall not. So you need to write, shall not. Colossians 3:15. Just be thankful. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Okay. Now, next line is the word stand multiple times. So I'm going to say, I'm not sure if it's 6 or 7. Stand, 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 stand. So he gave it to us 6 times. Stand, 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 stand. Next line. And keep standing church. And keep standing church. Psalm 93, verse 5. Psalm 93, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. Faith, the faith of faith. There's a lot of codes here today. Faith.
Could you please read that?
Yeah.
As it is exactly.
Yes. Faith, the faith of faith.
Faith. The faith,
faith
of faith?
Yeah. Faith, the faith of faith.
Okay.
1 Timothy 6:12. 1 Timothy 6:12. Then after that, my glory. My glory. Just say, I trust you, Lord. Just say, I trust you, Lord. Luke 21:19. Luke 21:19. My coming is very near. My coming is very near. James 5:8. James 5:8. You will have the victory. You will have the victory. But you will stand. So you will have the victory. Next line, but you will stand. Proverbs 10:25. Proverbs 10, verse 25. Just remember, I am your Jesus. Just remember, I am your Jesus. Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. I am your strength. You have the power. I am your strength. You have the power. James 1:2-4. James 1:2-4. Your faith my brothers and sisters. Your faith, my brothers and sisters. It comes again. I am your Jesus, trust me. I am your Jesus, trust me. Be ready for another revelation. Be ready for another revelation today. Be ready for another revelation today. Trust in me. Trust in me. So this is twice today. So you need to write it two times. Trust in me, a line, and another line, trust in me.
Praise the Lord. That means he's going to give us another revelation at noon.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be ready for another revelation today. Then trust in me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, trust in me.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. How wonderful that he would call us his brothers, his sisters, and his children. Close, close relationships. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And as you know, my concordance comes up with the ESV. We'll see first what it says. Children, children. 1 John 4:4. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Again, listen to my friend and prophet. I am your God. Be encouraged this morning. You are a temple. 1 John 6:19-20. We know that we are from God. And the whole world. But what did you say?
1 Corinthians.
Oh, excuse me.
You said 1 John.
Yeah,
First
I did. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And the statement is, be encouraged this morning, you are a temple. And
6:19-20.
I hit the wrong thing. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
Mm.
One God, one faith. Ephesians 4:4-7. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And then his next statement, my gift to you, building you up, Ephesians 4:12. To equip the saints
or the work of ministry, or the building up of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. All, Ephesians 1:23. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful words about who we are. The temple of God, the body of Christ. He is in us. Hallelujah. Not all the same. Romans 12:4. For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. We're all one body, but we have different functions. We're not all the same. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Again and again, the work of ministry, Ephesians 4:11-12. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists. This says the shepherds. King James says the pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Oh, my goodness, so much about the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And then that we have ministry, and that the ministry is different. I'm going to read that in the King James. I think I like it better. Let's read it in the King James. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, and that word edifying means building up, of the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Just like Peter, Matthew 16:18. Something, I had a pop-up thing happen here. Okay. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What had just happened here? He had said, whom do men say that I am? They said, well, some say you're this, some say you're that you are Jeremiah, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah or one of the prophets. And then Jesus said, whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. So he's talking about revelation. Revelation. Upon the rock of revelation. The revelation of who Jesus is. The revelation. So, he is saying, and the revelation of who he is. And so the scripture to us is, he said, just like Peter. This is not telling you that Peter, God's going to build the church on Peter. That's not right. He's building the church on revelation knowledge and revelation, particularly the revelation of who he is, the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. So now he says to us, just like Peter, Matthew 16:18, I say also unto thee, church, you're like Peter. And upon this rock of revelation, I will build my church, my assembly, my body, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then the next word he says to us this morning, shall not. That is a declaration from our God. The great gates of hell are not going to prevail against us and not going to prevail against you. And that's what you believe. You don't need to be running around or sending emails, going on the internet and saying anything else. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Then the next verse, the next statement he gives us, just be thankful.
Be thankful.
Oh, my folks, that'll get you through. That'll get you through anything that's coming. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Just remember
thankful.
Who he is, and that you're a temple, and he lives in you, and the gates of hell can't prevail against you, and just be thankful. And then I'm going to read that again, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body, and be ye thankful. Hallelujah. Stand, 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 and keep standing, church. Psalm 93:5. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Jehovah, forever.
And
I'm going
to
look at that
in
the...
Did you do 1 Corinthians 15:58? Just be thankful, and after
oh,
that...
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't. Keep me straight here, because I just come in from the road here, and
I'll try,
I didn't do just be thankful.
Yeah.
Just be thankful. 1 Corinthians
15.
Keep me straight. 58. Okay, we got the word, just be thankful. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow. What a statement.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at it in the... going to look at it in the ESV. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stand, stand, stand. Stand, stand, stand. And keep standing, church. Psalm 93:5. And this is in the English Standard. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. Who is his house? You are. I am. His temple. So holiness befits us.
Hallelujah.
And his word is trustworthy. Hallelujah. Oh, these scriptures today are so faith-building, so strengthening,
yeah.
So positive. This is what we need to meditate on. Faith. The faith of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12.
Wow.
fight.
Oh, it's, I'm sorry.
The good fight of the faith.
It's fight. I'm sorry. Okay,
that's
let me
I
use the plan again.
Yeah,
it's fight. Fight the fight of faith. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought it would be. Fight the fight of faith.
Of faith.
That's the only fight we're to ever fight. We don't have to fight the devil. We just have to hold him to the victory Jesus already gave. All right, faith. The fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. This is ESV. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life, the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. How do you do that? Oh, something happens. Facebook goes down. Fight the good fight of faith. Say, I know, hallelujah, who is my God. I know who is my Jesus. I know he's working things. So you fight the good fight of faith. My glory. Just say, here's even what you say. I trust you, Lord. That's what we say.
Yeah, I trust you, Lord.
Remember what that verse says? Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Well, of course, that means you confessed to your faith and you were born again. But here's a good confession for you to say. I trust you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said to us, my glory, just say, I trust you, Lord. Luke 21:19. Is that right, Luke 21:19? By your endurance, you will gain your lives. Okay, I'm going to look at that in the King James. In your patience, I like this one better. In your patience, possess ye your souls.
Mm.
Now, the verse before that says, there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now here's verse 19. In your patience, possess ye your souls. You are to possess your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. Your soul could go, your mind, your will, and your emotions can go absolutely crazy. They can go off the wall. And some Christians who send off-the-wall, crazy things on the internet need to stop and possess their souls. Just take charge of your mind. Mind, I'm not going to let you run away like that. I'm not going to let you fear. I'm not going to let you say everything's going to the dogs, God's through with America. I'm not going to let you say that. I'm going to be patient. And possess my soul.
That's right.
You are the one who possess your soul. God's not going to do it with for you. You're going to have to do it your very little self. And I'm writing down here, use the King James Version when I write this in my book. Oh, I like that he told us that. In your patience, possess ye your souls. You see your soul getting a little skittery, you just say, whoops, I possess you, soul, straightened out here. And you say, I trust the Lord. That is how you possess your soul. And he told us over and over and over, trust in me. And now he tells us, just say that and possess your soul. Oh, what wonderful advice. Marvelous instruction he's giving us today. My coming is very near. James 5:8. Oh, this is wonderful, folks. Oh, man. Be ye also patient. This is King James. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how wonderful. I'll give it to you in, let's look at it. We haven't looked at anything much in the New American 1995. This is New American 1995. You too be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Hallelujah. You will have the victory, but you will stand. Proverbs 10:25. Uh-huh. I figured it'd be something like this. This is in the NASB. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Now, this is the whirlwind, folks. Anytime it mentions whirlwind, thunder, you've been listening to these calls long enough to know that that means the Lord's judgment. So, he is judging things. And there is a whirlwind. And it's after the wicked. But the righteous will stand.
Will stand.
That's what he said to us today. And here in the NASB, the righteous has an everlasting foundation. That means we're on a firm foundation. It means we'll stand. So I'm going to read that in the ESV. When the tempest passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous is established forever. Oh, what a wonderful verse.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
oh, you, what a wonderful statement. Now, here it is in King James. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous has an everlasting foundation. I'm kind of thinking we'll look at that in the Amplified even. Such a good, good, good. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked are no more. But the righteous have an everlasting foundation. Hallelujah. That means we'll stand. We're not going to be blown away by these whirlwinds.
No.
No.
No, we are not.
No.
No, we are not.
Praise just Lord. Remember, I am your Jesus or your Yeshua. Philippians 4:13. And I think most of us know that verse. I'm going to read it in the King. I'm going to read it in the Amplified because that's the last one I was on. But I'll go back and read it in another one for the Amplified. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. Now then, they have added this in brackets. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Let's look at that in the King James. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. And then the next statement he says to us, I am your strength. You have the power. Oh, my goodness gracious, folks. My Jesus. James 1, 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now I'm going to give you that in the ESV. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Hallelujah.
Your faith, my brothers and sisters, I am your Jesus. Trust me. Be ready for another revelation today. Trust in me. Trust in me. The last time he told us that, be ready for another revelation today, at noon he gave us a wonderful, magnificent revelation. So I'm going to be ready, and you're going to be ready, and we'll meet you at noon out on Prayer Mountain. And until then, I'll say shalom, shalom, while I get ready to go out there. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shalom, Max and Quinn.